Hey everyone, Sam Jones here. The Tri-County Technical College High School Football Game of the Week presented by Ingalls takes Nick Costello and I on an interstation rivalry this week as Daniel High School, home of William Quackenbush, takes on Faxon Childress's JL Mann Academy. Join us this Friday night and every Friday night for the rest of the season live here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
eBay has reinvented vehicle buying. From click to curb, everything's covered. Ever try to buy a car online and end up in a parking lot with a stranger and some blind trust? That era is over. Now with Secure Purchase, eBay isn't just where you find your car. It's where you buy it, start to finish. Title, financing, registration, delivery, it's all built in. This is the modern way to buy your next ride on eBay. eBay. Things people love. Secure Purchase is powered by Caramel Dealer Services, LLC, an eBay subsidiary.
Oh, 600. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the global bucket! Here comes Diggins! Here comes Diggins!
Diggins making the play around Sweden!
Yes!
Jesse Diggins,
yes!
To the line!
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Diggins!
Oh!
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show here on The Roar.
Georgia to 3-4 in the two polls. Clemson at 8 in both. The Gamecocks 10th and 11th. AL East contenders win. NL West contenders lose. And Clemson gets a commitment from a family defensive back. A busy Wednesday show. So let's go. Good morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Wednesday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Wednesday, September the 3rd, 2025. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. A lot to do today. Going to talk some Georgia football at 8:05. UGASports.com's Dan Young. Andrew Oliphant, 7:20 or 8:25 this morning. Man, if we get through this. Talking to some Ryder Cup. Europe had their picks yesterday, so... we'll get to on Monday. We'll get to all that with Andrew, kind of previewing Ryder Cup with him. We're talking an awful lot about the polls, a lot about Dabo's press conference from yesterday, a lot about a new commitment for the Tigers, a lot about Major League Baseball, and the guy that will guide us through it, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday guy, and high school football guy that got to see Irmo win Friday night, Mr. Sam Jones. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'm all right. I am all right. I'm back. I'm feeling pretty good.
How's
nice
the beach?
And refreshed. It was tremendous.
Yeah.
It was a delight.
When did you get back?
I got back yesterday night.
Nice.
So came back and went to bed.
Nice.
So we're feeling pretty
long
refreshed.
Ride, though. Like, that's, what's that, 5 or 6 hours?
It's about 6 hours, six hours for me. So wasn't too bad. I mean, that's not that bad, but it was enough to tire me out yesterday.
Well, you're
so
getting old, Sam. You're getting old. Everyone knows that.
Back's starting to hurt. Hip pain.
I told you before, it's almost like Alabama. You got the privilege of seeing Irmo play football. Sound like a terrific game.
Yeah, I'm enjoying the fact that I'm getting to knock off pretty much every single person at the station's high schools in like 3 or 4 weeks. We got Irmo winning last week. We're gonna have Daniel for Quack. We're gonna have Mann for Faxon here this week. So I'm excited, but yeah, really good game. Irmo is good at football.
Good.
We don't get to see them too often, but they and Burns are both very good.
Yeah, big crowd over there, huh?
Oh, it was loud. About 8,000 people, I would say. So it was pretty crazy.
That's great. It's a weird week this week. No Labor Day show. We combined Monday and Tuesday show, bunch of Clemson football yesterday. But what are we going to do in segment two today?
We're going to, let me pull it up because I've forgotten exactly what my verbiage is for segment two. Three teams, or we're just going to do a couple teams. Excited about, worried about, not worried about.
All right. Let's
Clemson can be included in that. I did ask off air, but I kind of want to get thoughts on air as well. I wasn't here yesterday.
Yeah.
People kind of both ways here, losing their mind a little bit, not losing their mind a little bit. Where are we at after Saturday? You think it's going to calm down a little bit now today? Is deeper we get into the week?
No. And the host lost his mind yesterday.
As you should have.
As I said, I didn't see a single positive offensively.
Yeah.
Player, coach, scheme. I didn't see anything that I liked offensively. But if you heard Dabo yesterday, did you get a chance to hear the press conference?
I did.
It's very interesting. He calls it out. We didn't give ourselves a chance. With a play call that gives us a chance that we didn't execute. And he went over specifically the plays that Tristan Lee missed, the plays that Colin Sadler missed, the plays that Cade Klubnik missed, the plays that T.J. Moore and Bryant Wesco missed. And talked about the plays were there, but also said we didn't give ourselves a chance. We didn't scheme ourselves into a chance. And so the staff as well. I've been told that it has been a brutal couple of days over there for the offensive staff.
It should be.
Should be. I mean,
you return all that talent, and that's not the side of the ball we're talking about. And then coming out of week one at home, that's what we're talking about, is how bad the offense was.
Well, you know, if you think about it, Sam, just for a second here. Football seasons are long, and football seasons are stories. And Clemson's story has gotten off to such a horrific start the last five seasons. For the last five losses, I didn't think they looked great against Georgia Tech in the one win. But you go back to it, and Clemson fans that get all excited. Here's part of the story. You got this. Every season is a story. Every season is a battle. And then, put all seasons together, that's the war, right? And that's the big book, the big picture book. Well, for Clemson fans, in 21, you go up to Charlotte, you get all excited because you're ranked in the top five in the country. And you lay an egg in Charlotte, and you lose 10-3. And then in 2022, I don't know how excited you were about it, but I didn't think you played great against Georgia Tech in Atlanta.
They trailed in the third quarter of that game. I was at that game. That was not a pretty game.
Then you go to Duke, and you get beat by 21 in 2023. And then last year, you go to Atlanta, and you lay an egg against Georgia. And then this year, you're right in the top five again. You're excited about it, and you lay an egg offensively against LSU. And you're like, wait a minute, man. You know, I scored 3 points, 7 points, 3 points, and 10 points coming out of the gate. And that just it takes a big, huge chunk out of your excitement level.
Yeah, I mean, listen, defenses are going to be ahead of offenses to open the season. That is fine. That is fully expected. Even possibly for Clemson going in. I mean, you have a new defense, but defenses tend to be ahead to start the year. LSU's defense is ahead of their offense. Ohio State's, Texas, like all of these teams. The difference is LSU put themselves in a position to succeed on offense, despite the fact that things weren't working down the field.
Right.
Tons of motion. Tons of underneath stuff. Tons of really easy layups. Tons of really quick completed 5-6 yard passes over the middle of the field that we were not completing. They successfully ran the ball for a good chunk of the game. Those are the types of things that you set yourself up play calling wise and schematically that if everything isn't working, you still have a chance to win.
Yeah.
Did not see enough of that. Not an imaginative offense one bit last week for Clemson. No creativity, not enough motion, not enough stuff near and at the line of scrimmage. Not enough execution from the outside. I mean, you can go all the way down the list here. Offensive line couldn't hold up. It was pretty baffling that not one player offensively stood out even somewhat as a positive this week. I was stunned by that.
Yeah, laid an egg. Absolutely laid an egg. And now, to be clear, one other thing we talked about yesterday was that the stories, that doesn't have to be, you know, that's the opening chapter.
It's 1 week out of 12.
Yeah. Yeah,
and a possible championship game.
Yeah, and you can come back and you can have a type of season. Everything is still on the table, but it's hard to say that because Sam, there will be improvement, but if there's not, tell me where you disagree. Georgia Tech is in play. Georgia Tech was in play beforehand, and now
Georgia Tech was in play anyway for you and I at least.
Right. SMU's in play. Duke is in play. Florida State is in play. At Louisville's in play, and at South Carolina's in play.
If they play offensively like that, every game is in play.
Yeah.
But they won't do that, you would think, in every game.
I don't know, man. I don't know. I want to think that, but again, I'm in the show me stage right now, and Garrett Riley's got to show me, and Cade Klubnik's got to show me, and the offensive line's got to show me. Someone asked it yesterday off the air, what do you think of running backs? I was like, how do you know? What do you mean? How they look back there lining up?
I can tell you how they looked in pass protection.
Yeah, not very good.
Bad?
Yeah, not very good.
That was one of the things. I know it's silly in comparison to everything else. That was one of the things that I was much more excited about than maybe I should be, was Adam Randall at 6'3", 240 or whatever in that backfield pass blocking.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it.
No, I can't.
He could not do it. Not one bit. Gideon Davidson got in the game for like two plays, missed assignments, and then got pulled out of the game.
Yeah.
I mean, it was disappointing that was – I know it's in comparison to all the other things.
CJ Spiller needs to be that's on the table now, man. You gotta. I know he's a great running back, but what has his running backs done? So, I mean, that needs to be talked about.
It was just a no good, no fun night of football. Yeah. But it's over. You move – and I don't know if impressed is the word, but I was like, wow, okay. When Dabo came out in the press conference yesterday and was pretty straightforward about what happened.
We'll hear from some of that today, by the way. Yeah. Let's play some of that.
Pretty straight up about what occurred. There was no sugarcoating, at least from his end.
Yeah. Disappointing. And really, there's nothing in the regular season until November 29th that will fully get that taste out of your mouth. I mean, winning at Georgia Tech would be great, and I think Tech might be ranked by then. SMU is currently ranked 17th. They could be ranked by then. Duke could be ranked. Florida State's ranked 14th. We'll see. Louisville could be ranked. But there's nothing's going to completely get that taste out of your mouth unless you go down and win in Columbia. And that is if South Carolina has their kind of season we think they're going to have. You know, they could very easily put in a tank, and they could very easily be, you know, 6-5 coming to that game too. You know, that there's a lot to be said that these seasons are long and these stories are long. The story was not written Saturday night. It was begun Saturday night. So we'll see. Quickly, Sam, quickly. Hey, you got NFL this week?
I'm so excited.
You got Bengals Browns?
I am very excited. The Barrett Carter Bowl. I am pumped up. I am excited. Hopefully they can win that game. We're going to win like 5 games maximum this year, but I'm still... it's like kid in the candy store for me on Sunday afternoon.
Harrison Luke commits to Clemson. He is from down at Bogart, Georgia, North Oconee High School. He's the fourth commitment from the 2027 class. He's Matt Luke's son. Georgia and Clemson were the two big schools there that he had a bunch of other offers. But those were his big offers, big contenders. Dad worked at both places. He ends up committing to Clemson. We had the polls that were out, came out yesterday. Ohio State number one in both polls now, Penn State 2. In the AP poll, LSU 3, Georgia 4, reverse those in the coaches poll. Miami is 5 in the AP, Oregon 6, Texas 7, Clemson falls to 8 in the AP, Notre Dame 9, South Carolina 10. You had entering or moving up or some motion through that, Florida State entered at number 14. And Oklahoma entered at 18. A&M entered at 19. Boy, A&M must look great in their game to go up unranked to 19. In the coaches poll, Georgia 3rd, Clemson 8th, South Carolina 11th. So, by the way, those are entering. I'm sorry.
I think A&M might have just been there.
A&M and Utah, Oklahoma stayed the same.
Utah entered, right?
Yeah. 25. Utah entered and Florida State entered. Those two stayed the same. I misread that. I'm so sorry about that.
I did the same thing yesterday. I did the exact same thing.
And I got to get used to reading polls again. Baseball last night, all three American League contenders won. Jays beat the Reds 9-7. Red Sox beat the Guardians 11-7. And the Yankees beat the Astros 7-1. Both National League West teams lost. Orioles beat the Padres 6-2. And the Dodgers lost to the Pirates last night 9-7. So, Sam, I should get your Guardian score in. You got beat by the Red Sox 11-7. Dunzo for you guys.
Been Dunzo for 2 weeks. We suck.
Okay.
Point blank. You see how on your phone Landon hasn't been clowning me?
Yeah,
it's
because
we stink.
Well, I gave Fax a hard time about it the other day. So my team, Manchester United, we go up 1-0. Nobody says anything. They tie it up. You guys give me, you razz me. We go up 2-1. No one says anything. When it's 2-2 late in extra time, I'm getting texts. My phone's blowing up. I need to recharge it because you guys are killing me. And then we win in extra time, and I don't get a single text.
I'll give you this. They won on a 98th minute penalty. The penalty was deserved.
Did
that
you
was
watch
a
the game?
Legitimate penalty. I watched it in the car. Yeah. It was a legitimate penalty.
It was a legitimate penalty. Well, yeah.
It was a pen.
But with that being said, we created 1,000 opportunities on the offensive end. For Manchester United fan, like, that was fun. We had so many. We could have scored 30 goals in the game. We hadn't done that in years. So we're better. That being said, all right, American League quickly. Yankees, Red Sox are 2.5 back of the Jays. Central's over. Well, I should have mentioned the Mariners and the Astros both lost in the American League West because the Mariners are only 3 back there. Phillies 5.5 up over the Mets now, both won. Brewers 5 up over the Cubs, that down to 5. And the Dodgers 2.5 up over the Padres. Wild card quickly, the Yankees and Red Sox 4.5 up over Seattle. Seattle for the third spot is 1.5 up over the Rangers. Cubs are 5 up. Padres 1 up. The Mets, the third spot, 5 up over the Reds. Basically, those are just about over there. For you Braves fans, Braves are now 62-77. 2-game losing streak now, 18.5 games back. And I'm not sure you can catch the Marlins now. You're 3 behind the Marlins through all of that. And anything else quick? U.S. Open in tennis. Anything else? Maybe we've got some TV stuff, some line stuff we can talk about a little bit later on as well. Hey, Lakeside Lodge Clemson hopping again this weekend. So if you're looking for that great investment property, if you're looking for, you know, the rental program that they have there, that's amazing. If you're looking for a short-term place to stay, you can book your room today. I'm looking at a resort room with a king bed. I'm looking at a resort with 2 queens. These are awesome looking, a big suite right now. Great looking stuff right there on the lake. And just beautiful, all the amenities, all the dining, the tailgating that you're going to be doing there. You're going to absolutely love Lakeside Lodge and LakesideLodgeClemson.com. Find out when you come into town if the best place to stay on the short-term stuff, Lakeside Lodge. Looking for that meal, looking for that Sunday brunch after the game on Saturday, go by and see my great friends at Lakeside Lodge. Good stuff, man. I always enjoy our time over that way and think they're going to do awesome things this fall for sure. Short break. We'll come back. Segment 2 with Sam Jones right after this.
Folks, I think we can all agree that being overweight is a challenge. So many issues related to weight gain would just resolve themselves if only we could get that weight under control. And listen to me. The answer is not Ozempic. The answer is not more GLP-1 from a pill or a shot. The answer is a real natural solution from PhD weight loss. PhD patients drop up to a third of their body weight without ever taking a drug. And sure, if you want to pay up to $20,000 a year to spend on losing precious muscle, be my guest. That's what happens when you go the Ozempic route. And don't even get me started on the endless list of side effects. Here's the deal. PhD weight loss helps you wake up your metabolism so your body produces its own weight loss hormones. So if you're already on Ozempic and want to transition off, Dr. Ashley Lucas and her team will help you do it safely while continuing to shed those pounds. Call today, 864-644-1900. That's 864-644-1900. Or go to myphdweightloss.com.
Book your next party at Carson Steakhouse in Anderson with a large private dining room to suit all of life's celebrations, corporate and social group events. Host a family or school reunion to remember. Book your reservation and they handle the rest. Double fried chicken wings, fresh baked yeast rolls, hand-cut steaks, grilled teriyaki salmon, and fresh strawberry shortcake, just to name a few delicious menu items. Make your reservation today. Call 226-9400. Again, that's 226-9400. Carson Steakhouse, Anderson.
A scholarship doesn't just pay for school.
When I first started out, I'd be around the baseball field all day, just watching the guys' feet, like how they're moving, how they're breaking out of the clay. Turf grass management is not just cutting grass. There's so much more to it.
It turns passion into purpose.
The South Carolina Education Lottery definitely allowed me to find myself again, to get an education, eventually starting my organization. I got legs.
Adam and Greg are two of over 750,000 Life Scholars giving back for a better South Carolina. Visit seeducationlottery.com/betteryou.
I'm not here to make friends with insurance companies. I'm here to win for injured people, period. When they delay your treatment, lowball your claim, or ghost your calls, that's when we step in. At Tramlin Mills Law Firm, we take it personally because it is personal. Call 864-485-8585 or visit us at tramlinmills.com. I'm Trey Mills. When you get hurt, we bring the fight.
Hey, Clemson fans, college football is back, and to celebrate, Engineered Sleep is having a Labor Day mattress sale. Starting Monday, August 25th until September 14th, find some time between football games to make it out to Engineered Sleep. They have brand new products for you to see and huge in-store savings. Engineered Sleep keeps it simple and easy, just like mattress buying should be. You have to check them out on 333 North Pleasantburg Drive in Greenville, across from Krispy Kreme.
If you are a business owner, the integrity of your roof is probably the last thing on your mind. Adams & Co. Roofing Specialists are here to alleviate that burden with a free, no-obligation roof inspection for your business. Their team checks your roof for leaks, draining issues, missing shingles, storm damage to avoid costly issues in the future. Call Adams & Co. today for all of your commercial roofing needs at 864-260-0080. That's 260-0080.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
You know, winds come and storms happen, but if your tree is properly pruned, it's not going to fall to the storm like one that isn't. We would recommend that you prune it properly so the wind can get through it. Your tree can be healthy and strong. We don't want to top them out. If you top a tree, you're going to have a bigger problem in 3 to 5 years. You can find us on the web at SchneiderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at NewtonScottSC.com.
Live and local sports talk coming to you from the Upcountry Fiber Studios.
This is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Serving the five counties of the South Carolina Upstate, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
Sports talk for people who love sports. Come on, there's no need to complicate things.
It can't be forced. It should just come about effortlessly.
We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Tiger Tune-Up. This is getting your HVAC unit working efficiently by great friends over at Blue Ridge Heating and Air. Now, this is something you need to do, and something you need to do often, and making sure that your machine is running efficient. Not often, but every few years. So I want to ask you right now, are you satisfied with your power bill? Are you satisfied with how your heating and air conditioning unit are working? Are you... you can have any problems with it? Do you have any breakdowns that have happened in the past? Well, you can avoid some of those maybe in the future. You can make that unit last even longer. Don't miss it on this. Here's the deal. You can save over $100. So right now, just $89. Tiger Tune-Up Special going on. Blue Ridge Heating and Air, just $89. Don't forget to get a free estimate on your installs from Armstrong and the awesome unit that is made right here in the state of South Carolina, the best that you can find there, and all the rebates and all the energy rebates and their coupons and all that, but free evaluation of what an install would cost you. They'll do all that for you, but we're going to get the thing tuned up right now. Tiger Tune-Up Special. Go to BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com to find out more about that. It's BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Segment two of Mr. Sam Jones.
We're going to talk plenty of Clemson today. We're going to talk plenty of Clemson every week because that's what we do. But we're going to jump around a little bit because you and I haven't had a chance to reassess what we talked about all offseason and how much of it did and didn't come to fruition on Saturday and on Friday and on Sunday. I think generally you and I did a pretty good job hitting on most things that happened. There were a few where we were off. And you can't take a ton from week one. But there are some teams that I think we're both going to be pretty excited about. And there are some that we're going to be worried about, and then there are plenty that we are not. So we're going to start with one team in each category here, and we'll just keep going down the list, that you're excited, worried, or not worried about. And I'm going to start with excited. I don't know if excited is necessarily the word based on who they beat, but it's hard to come out of that LSU game for LSU not feeling really good about them. Defensively, flew to the football.
Yeah.
Really, really good offensively in the second half, especially in a game where Clemson was fine on that side of the ball. They defended them fine. Garrett Nussmeier was able to complete passes, make checks at the line, fix his protections, all that, did all the things he needed to do. And then the defense, which was most of the question marks for us, came from the lines of scrimmage. They dominated those. Hard not to feel really good about that team and Brian Baker's defense in particular going forward.
I thought both coordinators had great, great play calls for LSU. I thought their speed was very impressive. Their athleticism is impressive. Nussmeier is obviously very calm, figuring, but you know, running everything back there and made the right reads to all that. I thought that LSU was ultra impressive. They had a bunch of question marks coming in. Well, they had a bunch of answers Saturday night. That was extremely impressive. Let me throw one out for you. Florida State. Florida State dominated both lines of scrimmage. Florida State ran the ball for 230 yards, and they held Alabama at 87. Now, Gus's teams, Gus only threw it 14 times. He was 9 of 14. They do hit big plays in the passing game because of all of the eye candy and window dressing and things. You got guys going everywhere, and that would be extremely confusing, and that's what they're doing, all the eye candy stuff. I knew Gus's teams were going to run the ball. I did not know they could run it for 230.
Tommy touchdowns, man. Brings another dimension.
And the Danzy kid is phenomenal speed as well. With all that said, the storyline there is that Alabama couldn't run it. You know, Ty Simpson didn't play bad. He competed. He wasn't great, but he competed.
Could have won. He's not the reason they lost.
Not the reason they lost. The reason they lost is because they couldn't stop the run and they couldn't run the ball. So with that said, 87 yards rushing, average 3 yards a carry. Alabama's in big-time trouble.
Well, that transitions me right into the first team I'm worried about, and that's Alabama. Yeah. It's not that I was worried about them any more than I already was. I said it's a 7-win football team going in.
Yep.
And they are. This is a 7-to-8-win football team. They're not as talented as Alabama usually is.
Yep.
I saw so many people saying this team has an elite roster.
No.
Where? Where is the elite roster? Yeah. There are not elite talents on this team. It's a good SEC team, but you know what a good SEC team gets you in that conference? 7 or 8 wins.
Yeah.
It might win you 9 or 10 somewhere else, but in the SEC, that's a 7 or 8 win football team. They couldn't run, and you're right, they couldn't stop the run. So if you can't do those two things, you're not going to win a ton of games, especially as the weather starts to cool down and offenses start to get a little bit more run-centric deeper into the year. It was exactly what I was worried about with them. And that's not even with any real quarterback issues in week one. Simpson was blah, but he was fine.
Yeah. To your question a few weeks ago, top 10 quarterbacks that you would worry about. It might have been Will. It might have been you. Anyway.
I think that was Will.
I didn't think Saiyan played very well. I didn't think Arch Manning played very well. I didn't think Cade Clement played very well. I didn't think C.J. Carr played very well. He played okay, not great. There's a lot of quarterbacks that in that top 10, I still tell you right now, I think that Ohio State and Texas both have question marks at quarterback right now. And, I mean, everybody gives, Saiyan a lot of credit. He threw for 126 yards. He was 13-20 for 126 yards. They didn't ask him to do anything.
I thought he was let down a little bit in the first half of that game, but still, yeah, there are questions.
Yeah, they had 200 yards of offense.
Yeah, no, I mean,
they didn't move the ball.
But the rest of the roster is elite, so.
It is, but they didn't run it. They had 34 carries for 77 yards. That's 2.3 yards a carry. They couldn't run the ball.
Yeah, it was a good old-fashioned rock fight.
It was absolutely it was. And, Ohio State, let's not forget, they're the new number one team in the country. Defense played great. Great win against Texas, beat number one. Sam, they had 11 first downs. They had 203 yards of total offense. You know, they rushed it for 77 yards. They didn't throw it, but they didn't do anything offensively. And you're normally used to seeing Ryan Day in Ohio State with all these frisbee-catching dogs. And here's the thing, too. Jeremiah Smith had a couple drops, and he was held in check. And the fact of the matter is that, I didn't see a dominant team. As far as, you know, it was a great win because it was Texas. But there's a bunch of question marks there. Same thing with Texas. A bunch of question marks in there. And I know it's defense, I know it's early, I know it's a big game on the road and all that, but both those offenses have, you know, from what you've seen the last few years, I didn't a quarterback play in there now. I don't know. Neither one of them could run the football. I don't know, man.
I think Ohio State's pretty clearly to me the best team in the country, maybe LSU other than that.
I think LSU looked better than Ohio State.
I think they did, but the thing that, and I had them listed as an honorable mention on my excited team list for Ohio State because I had a ton of questions about Matt Patricia. All of them were answered.
Yeah, they were answered.
Literally, every single one, week one. That looked like an NFL defense.
Yeah.
So if that's what the defense is going to look like all year under Matt Patricia, that team will be back in the national title game. Does it look like that every week? I don't know.
It looks so much different than it did 5 years ago there.
So the much responsibility.
The last 2 years, they looked good on defense, though.
There was so much responsibility placed on that secondary. Nuts. They were nuts. The linebacking room is nuts. They're going to get pressure. That program just kind of feels like it's, I saw someone tweet it and they're right, regression proof at Ohio State. They're just going to be good.
I don't know. I'm worried about the offense.
I think Saiyan was fine, especially in the first half. I think his offensive weapons let him down.
The running backs are average. The offensive line's average. He looks very average. They're great at wide receiver, but they had drops. What's going to help them is, I think I'm right with saying this, they won't get tested again. They go to Washington. That won't be a test. Minnesota won't be. They go to Illinois. They have Penn State and then at Michigan. This is a playoff team. What happened? You know what happened on Saturday? Ohio State made the playoffs.
Probably.
I mean, they won a game. If they lost that game and lost to Illinois and then lost to Penn State, they wouldn't make the playoffs maybe. But they didn't. They won that game, so they made the playoffs. LSU, for the most part, made the playoffs Saturday. Now you can lose. You can't lose like Texas and Clemson are still in it, and still have a lot to prove in there. But I mean, let me take a quick peek at LSU because I tend to forget schedules here after we go a while here.
They're in a good spot.
They're in a great spot.
If I'm remembering right, I don't think it's like a gauntlet schedule for Florida, SEC purposes.
Florida at home, at Ole Miss, South Carolina at home, at Alabama doesn't look to be anything. At Oklahoma, we'll find out Saturday night. But, I don't. You know.
With the way they play, they'll be fine.
Yeah.
If they can do that, they'll be fine.
As long as they don't lose three games, they lose two games, they're in.
Yeah. The next two teams here are going to come from the same game. We're going to start with, I'm excited about what TCU did in this game, but I'm going to put a caveat on it.
Yeah, North Carolina's terrible.
North Carolina's awful, and I'm going to spend more time here with North Carolina on the other side of this because, listen, I had this as a 6-win football team.
What's the top? And what's the category here?
This is going to be worried. I'm worried about Carolina from the extent of, I had this as a 6-win team. I think literally any win totals
about?
In play. Yeah.
Once Mario Cristobal can he's going to get this point where he's just too talented. He's a terrible game day coach. You see where he didn't know that Notre Dame had a timeout?
I don't know if I buy that. I saw it. I don't know if I buy that he didn't know. I can't decide if I buy it or not. I don't know if he deserves my benefit of the doubt, though.
But with that said, I think that might be the best team in the country.
They're really good.
Those lines of scrimmage are dominant.
That defense looks really good, and Carson Beck
looks good running the football. The Tony kid, the freshman wide receiver, goodness gracious. And Carson Beck looked good. And, they messed around. They fiddle farted. They messed around and let Notre Dame stay in there. But they should have destroyed Notre Dame. And I think Miami and LSU and Florida State were the three storylines in college football last week. Anyway.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, I picked Miami to win that game for a couple of reasons. One of them being I thought the defense would be improved, and it was. I figured Beck is fine. I think the pendulum swung a little
too
far on
Beck. Their secondary looked better. You know, they spent a bunch of money on it, but the secondary looks better.
It looked good. Now, granted, I think Notre Dame's okay. I think they'll get better as the year goes on here, and I'm not too worried about them. But yeah, Miami was the better team clearly in that game.
What was Notre Dame's offensive coordinator thinking that Jeremiah Love had 10 carries? And is he healthy?
he looks fine. I mean, he likes to jump. He thinks he can jump over everybody.
Well, that said,
will get him hurt.
He had like four carries in the first half. Like, what are they doing?
I mean, he should get 20 a game, but that's a different story. Kind of for what it's worth, on the excited list before I get back to North Carolina here, I had Tulane and Utah as well. I'm excited about both
Tulane's
of those teams.
Terrific.
I think Tulane's the G5 team.
Utah, it was interesting. We talked about yesterday's show that Aguilera won the trade. Tennessee won the trade because Nico looked awful.
It's not even necessarily a Nico looking awful thing. I don't know why he left for that team. It's just going to be
He didn't have a choice. There's no other choices. I mean, nobody else would have gotten involved and gotten to bed with that whole thing.
It's just he made a terrible, terrible decision, all of it. North Carolina. Whew. It's not a team I expected to be good, but I expected 6-7 wins maybe. That team doesn't look like they're going to win 4 if they tackle the way they did. That is a Bill Belichick football team. And I know he's not running the defense anymore. But, I mean, they legitimately could not tackle anyone. The offense was completely useless for 2.5 hours after Gio Lopez completed his first pass and they score on that first drive. I don't think they could have looked worse. Kirk Herbstreit put his headset on his dog with 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter of a Bill Belichick-coached football game. Any win total you tell me right now under 6 could be in play for me with how they looked the other night. TCU is good, not that good.
10 first downs. They got outgained 542 to 222. There's not one positive that came out of it for North Carolina. And maybe TCU's better than we think. But with that said, if you're Belichick, you know, you're 106 years old, and you're going to win. Now, the schedule's pretty easy for the most part, but you're going to win 7 games, and then you're going to say, all right, well, let's go recruit, and let me get in some recruits' homes, and let's rebuild this thing. Like, I don't know, man. That could be a short-time deal if you ask me. Like, what am I doing here?
I look at the schedule, and I don't think UCF is out of play right now. With the way they played the other night.
I agree.
Cal is very certainly not out of play.
Cal's one of the biggest surprises in the ACC.
How Sungapolitele played.
Yeah.
I thought they'd lose to Virginia anyway. Syracuse isn't out of play with this.
On the road, Syracuse played better than this past weekend.
Predict Syracuse to win that if they played right now. I mean, there is nobody on the schedule other than Wake Forest, Charlotte, and Richmond where I would pick North Carolina to win if it was thrown at me the week of.
So will you see year two of Belichick at Chapel Hill?
Yeah. Way too early for me to kill them off. But if they tackle the way they did the other night, there is no way this
team
is
buying.
Anything.
There's a lot of talk out there like Belichick without Brady was Jeff Fisher.
No, I mean I think Tom Brady's the greatest player of all time, but I also think Belichick is one of the greatest coaches of all time. Will he win? Does he win 7 or whatever he won without Belichick or without Brady? No, but he probably wins a couple.
He does?
I think so.
Oh, man.
I don't know. I think Belichick is probably still up on that list, but I do think it's been made clear with the fact that Brady went and won another Super Bowl immediately after leaving that he was the bigger part of the two.
Let me ask you then. So the end was bad in New England, right? And they didn't look very good. What did they do all spring? And what did they do all fall?
I mean, I don't know. I have no idea. I will say the offense looked like a Freddie Kitchens offense where it came out, had one good drive, and then literally walked off the field after that. It looked exactly like what I watched for a year when he was the head coach of the Browns. It looked disjointed, unorganized, bad.
What was Brady's last year in New England?
They made the playoffs every year with Tom Brady. I mean, they never missed if he was healthy. And then Belichick made the playoffs the next year with Mac Jones.
So he went 7-9, 10-7, 8-9, and 4-13 without Brady.
Yeah, I mean, he needed to be fired when he was. And the NFL didn't hire him back.
Right. That's the telltale sign there. But so you go back, and now, like, you're going to rebuild? Or I did see somebody tweeted this. That in game one at Colorado, Deion Sanders pushed TCU around and had 500 yards of offense. In game one, without any coaching experience at D1 level or big-time level there, In game one, Bill Belichick's team got just absolutely destroyed. That's interesting.
And again, TCU, I had them on my notes here as an 8-4 football team. That's a really good team,
but
not that good. On the road. Not that good.
Sam, good stuff, man. Ingles, get your tailgate stuff ready. Make sure you get everything right. Ingles, love the prices, love the savings. I flew in the other day. I buzzed the light tower, so I didn't have much time. It's actually during halftime of the South Carolina game. I left right as they kicked the field goal. I buzzed over to Ingles, got what I needed, and I was home before the second half kickoff. I love that because I know where everything is. The deli department, I told you, Boar's Head cheeses, I'm told, have less processed. Do that. Get their meats and cheeses. The deli department's amazing. Bakery's amazing. Go get the food and the seafood and the butcher shop back there. Take care of that. You got the beer cooler over there in Clemson. You got you know what I did on Saturday? I did cream sodas, a brand new, like Sioux City cream sodas. You can't get them anywhere else. Love that. Love the prices. Love the savings. Got a nice salad over there. The salad bar is amazing. Go by and see my great friends over at Ingles. Short break, open phone lines after this.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we've represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
55 Beatty Place, Suite 900, Greenville, South Carolina, 29601. Scott Trout, licensed in Missouri, Illinois, and Georgia only. CordellCordell.com.
It's bow time. When mornings are hectic, your breakfast doesn't have to be. Head to Bojangles and grab two sausage and egg biscuits for just $5. Double the protein, double the flavor, all on our legendary made-from-scratch biscuits. Order in the app or head to Bojangles today. It's bow time.
A fan favorite for almost four decades, Tigertown Graphics has been designing and printing t-shirts in downtown Clemson since 1988. Looking for a vintage vibe with a modern twist? Check out our latest collection of classic styles and current concepts. Find us at 360 College Avenue or shop online anytime at tigertowngraphics.com. For 37 years, it's where Tigers get their stripes.
Summer is winding down, but not our killer savings for outdoor furniture at the Craft Stove Store and Patio. Now is the perfect time to update your outdoor space with patio furniture. Choose from Chapatone, Summer Classics, Hanneman, Lloyd Flanders, Brizesta, and Palm Springs Raton Outdoor Furniture. Hurry! Shop and save now at the Craft Stove Store and Patio, located 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard. Check us out online at craftstovestore.com.
Craft Stove Store and Patio.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bozy Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. And just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Concerned about a potential gas leak at home? No worries. Fort Hill Natural Gas, your safety-focused energy provider, has you covered. Natural Gas, renowned for its safety and reliability, ensures your household comfort while it's colorless and odorless. We've added a distinctive rotten egg scent for instant leak detection. If you ever smell a gas odor, act fast and call the Fort Hill Natural Gas office immediately. For more safety tips, visit fhnga.com.
Are you tired of searching for insurance on the web, only to be bombarded by emails and phone calls of companies that say they can save you money? Well, now you can make one phone call and let the Ben Mason Insurance Agency put together a comprehensive plan for either your auto, home, or life insurance. We can put together a plan for you to meet your budget. Call Ben or David at 864-578-7100 for your one-stop quote and personalized service. At the Ben Mason Insurance Agency, we put your needs first. Call today.
Hey Tiger fans, I'm Morgan Coleman, proud Clemson soccer alum and upstate native. I may have hung up my cleats, but now spend my time assisting buyers and sellers in the Greenville, South Carolina area. My goal is to provide my clients peace of mind during one of the most important decisions of their life. It's important to have early conversations with a trusted realtor to help navigate the current market. If you are considering buying or selling, let's chat. Call me at 864 313-7639 or search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started.
Your home for the Upstate's best sports talk radio 24 hours a day.
You guys are the best station in town.
You got the best radio station going.
You guys are the best, man.
We are the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Now the air I taste it and breathe has taken a turn. Ooh, and all I taught her was everything. Ooh, I know she.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. One thing we're going to miss here, Sam. Maybe play it in the background. We'll miss. Welcome back. We do have Greer Flooring doing an awesome job of getting you the consultation you need. You know anything about flooring, Sam Jones?
I do not.
So I told you this story before. I go in and I meet with the GM, and the GM says, hey, let me introduce one of our consultants. And he goes, Mickey, this guy is the only guy in Easy who doesn't know who you are. Oh, I got a story for you though, Sam. I got a story for you. This guy didn't know who you are. I said, well, no, nobody knows who I am. He goes, no, let me just say this. He didn't know who Tom Brady is. He didn't know who Muhammad Ali is. He didn't know anything about sports. He goes, he knows nothing about anything else in life. He didn't know who's running for president. He didn't know anything. So, you know what he said? All this guy knows is flooring. He eats, drinks, and sleeps flooring. And that's what I like. So the consulting teams are amazing. The products are the best. Griff Flooring Center. You're gonna get the installers, the warranty on the back end of it, and then the one thing that he said is you're gonna get several phone calls follow up to make sure it all went right for you. We love Greer Flooring Center, and Greer for 35 years now, and easily for a few. Go by and see him, Greer Flooring Center, GreerFlooring.com. I just did the math during the break, and Sam, I hate to do this to you because I know you're a Cleveland guy. You know, it's almost like this Cleveland. This faction of Cleveland fans that feel like Belichick's one of theirs, like you raised him, like he came from your farm system or something, so you take a little pride in Belichick. Maybe am I wrong with that?
I mean, I couldn't care any less about that right. Part of it, but I just think Belichick's a good coach.
With that said, in the years that he does not have Tom Brady, the Cleveland years, the first year in New England, and the first game at North Carolina, and then the end of the New England stuff, Belichick is 70-94 now. I don't know, man. I don't know. Tom Brady went to Tampa and won a Super Bowl. Brady was better without Belichick than Belichick without Brady.
I agree to an extent. I also think that it's impossible to judge Belichick on the fact that had they not moved the Browns and dismissed him after telling him he'd coach in Baltimore when they moved and then not giving him that job, what did Baltimore do right after that? Belichick would have probably seen the same thing through with the roster that they were putting together. So,
I'll tell you this, Sam. He coached in 11 seasons without Tom Brady, and he won one playoff game in 11 seasons without Tom Brady. I don't know, man.
I can't argue it. All I will say is Bill Belichick's defenses traditionally throughout his career have been excellent, and the fact that this North Carolina one is what it was the other day, even though, again, it's not him coaching it,
yeah,
but it's his son who puts in a lot of the same things that
so,
he does.
One thing you said to me is like, they're not going to get rid of him, but like I can see him saying, let me see, go spend some time on the beach with this 25-year-old or go 3-8, 3-9 again next year. They're not getting rid of him. I can see him walking away. If he walks away, does his son still get the job? Is it a coaching waiting thing for sure? Is it in writing? I don't know what the contract looks like, but you can't, if his defense looks like that, you can't hire his son.
No. I mean, I don't know what the contract says if it ensures that he has that job when Belichick leaves. I don't think they can move on from Belichick no matter what happens in a one-year span.
No, they can't.
But he could. We'll
see.
They
can't.
I will see. I had no idea what to expect from them. I didn't expect that. I expected them to lose that game, not like that.
Interesting stuff. 654 Roar, 654-7627. several things. We're going to get into. I was surprised Clemson didn't fall more.
They fell exactly to where I thought they would. I had them eighth after that game.
Am I wrong? I mean, I know it was Dabo keeps saying the last play of the game thing. Clemson would have stolen that game had they won it. They didn't deserve to win that game. LSU was a better team.
Outplayed entirely.
Right.
Every facet.
Yeah. All right, let me get some phone calls here. This is from 8920. And then I've got a story for you, Sam. It's going to blow your brains out. I'm going to blow your brain here. It's about time Garrett Riley earns his money. I saw offenses all over the country that were way more exotic than we were. I mean, we didn't even try to throw either running back or maybe send some guys in motion to get the ball to them right off the line. Cade was clearly running for his life. Most pass plays Riley recalled were developing 10 or 15 yards downfield. Cade had a bad game. Give him some help. And don't abandon the run game, for goodness sakes. The defense knows all you're going to do is throw. It's time to tee off. Love the show. Go Tigers. Don't disagree with any of that. I will say this. You know, in baseball, sometimes when you don't throw strikes, then people say, man, we didn't have any energy. We didn't have, you know, and everything's broken. Well, wait a minute. The defense wasn't broken. We just couldn't throw strikes or something. You know, it's like when one thing is off so bad that it looks like everything is broken. Offensively, I didn't see any positives. Don't get me wrong. But, like, the play calling was a big part of it. But there were plays to be made by the players. And T.J. Moore dropped balls. And Tyler Brown dropped balls. And Bryant Wesco dropped balls. There are plays to be made. And Cade Clement made the wrong read. And threw to the wrong guy and didn't step up in the pocket. There are plays to be made, and the offensive line whiffed. There are plays to be made, and I can't say anything about running backs because they didn't run the football enough to even have a sample size big enough to say. The point is that, yeah, Garrett Riley deserves an awful lot of blame for Saturday night, but not all the blame, because there were plays to be made. Cade deserves a lot of blame, but not all the blame. The offensive line deserves a lot of blame, but not all the blame. Look, there's enough of the blame train to go around where everybody gets their own car through this thing, right? Everybody can get on board this blame train. And there's plenty of opportunity to get on this thing. So it's not just one thing. It is his responsibility. It's Garrett Riley's responsibility. And part of that is coaching quarterbacks and seeing and making adjustments in the game itself too, but didn't see a lot of that Saturday night.
Brian Kelly coming out and basically saying the offense was predictable is extremely concerning.
Yeah.
You can't have Brian Kelly coming out and saying that after 1 week.
No.
Just can't happen. You got to be – every single person on that offense needs to be better, but it can't happen.
Also, too, you don't talk about the other team after you won a game, too. It cheapens your win if you talk about how easy that kind of stuff was to all that. I didn't tell you this Saturday night. Can I tell you about the new cloud around here, Sam, what the young people have done around here?
Oh, boy.
So Saturday night, press box, I didn't get a seat. I looked down there. Fax has got a seat. Our intern...
Ashby had one.
Ashby had a seat.
Ashby works for everybody in the state, so that makes
Mickey
sense.
Mickey doesn't get a seat. I'm like, man, you know, there's a new sheriff in town.
They're phasing you out, man.
They're phasing me out. Yeah. The old guy, I guess they thought I was coming in a wheelchair.
Washed. You're washed. They're saying you're washed.
did they go put me over there in the walker section or something?
Imagine I was there. You wouldn't have. They would have phasing everyone out of there.
Did we not have? Could we bring Quark's kid over there and put him up there or something?
Drake had a seat, I heard.
Unbelievable, man. I look down there and I'm like, oh, that's great.
Yeah, we have a broom closet.
Landon have him a seat down there somewhere.
There's a broom closet in the back corner of the press box. That's where we've got you.
Yeah,
it's got great Wi-Fi.
That's where I'm at, bud. That's where I'm at. And then I got one other quick thing for you. Today, 50% of the dream comes true.
Oh, brother.
I can't talk.
I forgot about this.
I can't talk about it because someone might be listening right now. But 50% of the dream comes true. When I come on air tomorrow, half of my life goals will be met. Still haven't thrown out a first pitch. All right, let's be clear about that.
But the other one, hypothetically, possibly,
the other one, again,
perhaps,
I can't talk about. I can talk about it.
Could be in play.
I can talk about it in the 8 o'clock hour.
Could be in play.
No, it's in play. Now, again, it's in play. For a long time, listen to the show, you know what I'm talking about. I have two dreams in life. And one of them, I think, is going to happen today. So you don't want to miss tomorrow's show.
Will we have video footage of this possible event occurring?
I think so. And I have to strategize this. And we got two guests at the 8 o'clock hour. We'll save it for the third. Let me see what time he'll be in school. We'll do it at 7:45 this morning. I need some advice on how to handle this one aspect. So we'll take care of that. Let you hear from Dabo in the next hour. Dane Young, UGSports.com, is going to talk Georgia football. I learned nothing from Georgia this weekend. I didn't watch any of the Georgia game. I wanted to watch the Georgia game, and I didn't watch any of the Georgia game. I got caught up in the other games. And the Florida State-Alabama game has had my full attention. And then we'll talk Andrew Oliphant. The Ryder Cup teams are in play now, so that's good. We've got the European squad. We'll ask him about the Luke Donald's picks through all of that. Hey, Upcountry Fiber for a stronger connection. Upcountry Fiber, upcountryfiber.com. They do an absolutely incredible job. Upcountry Fiber for the strongest connection. Did I tell you I've got new internet? They're not in my neighborhood yet. Had to go another one. I'm 5 weeks in. They told me to bury this cable. I hadn't buried the cable yet. Like they said, hey, you know, in the next 2 weeks they'll bury the cable. Hadn't buried the cable yet. I got a big old cord running across my yard. Hadn't buried it yet. And then they're gonna come mess my grass up. Anyway, I want Upcountry Fiber. Gotta have it. Need it. Upcountry Fiber, stronger connection, the best internet without any kind of contracts, no bait and switch pricing. You're gonna love our great friends, Upcountry Fiber, upcountryfiber.com. All right, open phone line segment. Love to hear from you. Let you hear from Dabo as well. Hour number two with Sam and Mickey when you come back right after this.